I've never seen before, which looks amazing. And a new one has just come out on Parshas Bereishis. We've gone through the whole of Parshas Bereishis Be'il with all the what it has to do with us. What's the relevance of Bereishis? Mazik Hashola, all the Shkofa and all the Machshava of Parshas Bereishis. Have a look and see, maybe we can look at that sometime. Okay. B'shulchan Aruch Orachaim Siman Aleph Siv Hay. Mover Shetoyv Loime Es Pashas Haman. Some people think it's a segula for panasa. It's put down in Shulchan Aruch that it's a good thing to do. U'b'mishnish Brurisham Siv Kotten Yud Gimel Hayvi B'shem HaPoiskim She'omrim Es Pashas Haman K'day She'odim Yamin She'kol Mezenoisav Boim B'hashkochapad. Why do you say Parshas Haman? Not because you're trying to get a segula for panasa. It's not. It's a segula for betochen. You realize that all your panasa comes from Hashem with hashgacha practice. Someone who took more didn't get more. And someone who took less doesn't get less. Making more ishtadlis doesn't help at all. Once again, the ishtadlis has to be worked out. Matim, what's correct ishtadlis? Whatever that is, that's what you do. But if you do more or you do less, it's a lo mafriya eta panosa. It might mafriya your betochen, we said. If you do too much ishtadlis or too little ishtadlis, your betochen might get affected. But your panosa won't be affected. That's what you learn from Parshas Haman. Dora midbar yador daya. Hemayu bahan hoga. What's the door day, the door midbo? They had total dependency on Hashem. When they went to sleep tonight, they didn't have food for tomorrow. They didn't know we're going to wake up tomorrow. They didn't know if they were going to wake up tomorrow. In Shalom Hailech Lishoin Beregia Muchletes, Lamarot Shain Lema Filu Kazais Mozan Liyoma Macheres. You go to sleep tonight completely regua. House is empty. There's nothing in the fridge. There's nothing in the bank. You're completely broke. You're not in overdraft, but you have nothing, and you go to sleep. Ragua. Try and just meditate on that for 30 seconds. What that must look like. Not a penny. Nothing. You're in the midbar, you know you have no hope of making a panosa. It's like you can go take a gemach or whatever, or knock on the next door neighbor's door and ask him for a piece of bread because he also doesn't have. And you go to bed, regua.
Doesn't it take on a certain habit, like the sun coming up every day? Like, since every day we've been getting on.
Could be.
In the beginning it was hard.
Huh?
In the beginning it was hard.
I mean, they complained after 6 days. They were with this, not complained, they asked, you know, we're getting a double portion. It's a little strange. But,
yeah. Okay, so at least in the beginning then.
Yeah, okay.
At least in the beginning. No, I mean, you're living surrounded by an uncovered, and according to Boch, who's spoken to you, afraid about Atzmoy, and you, but yeah, but we have to understand that's always the case with, when you're dealing with the ancients. As Rav Dessler calls him, you always have to take into account the size of the Yetzirah. The Bechira has to be maintained. So when Hashem's talking to Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai, you can imagine what the Yetzirah is looking like. You know, someone once said to the Vilna Goyen, oh, if only I had your Yetzirah, be a big tzaddik like you. He said, if you had my Yetzirah, you'd be a behemoth. The bigger the person, the bigger the Yetzirah. We don't understand what the Yetzirah of somebody who has a direct personal experience with Hashem looks like. So Nachinami. I mean, I never understood what was in his son of worrying about Panosa. Right. You know, you, Warren Buffett's your best friend and he's in the house with you, so there's no food in the house. So Buffett's there, so what's the problem? You're going to sleep real good, because you know that Buffett will sign a check. But the truth is that no, even with that Kravis to Hashem, because of that Kravis to Hashem, the Yetzirah was equally... Once again, what that Bechira looked like, we have no idea. The Hergel... You know, you see, the sun coming up, the hergel of the sun coming up, not coming up, is, I mean, Adam Rishon had a terror when he saw the sun wasn't coming up.
Right.
The first time he saw that the sun wasn't coming up, the day started getting shorter and whatever, he had a panic attack. So yeah, after a while you get used to it. With food it's a little bit harder because that's something people are usually very uptight about even when they've got lots of it. Is panasa. You see, when people have got millions in the bank, they're still panicky what's going to be tomorrow. Could be at 7, I don't know. But at least in the beginning, before the Hegel kicked in, they were able to go to bed regur because they got from a Kodesh Baruch everything they need. Derech Nisim. V'kach HaKodesh Baruch Hu Meshabech Es Klal Yisrael Vayim Ezechati Lechones Chesed Nuraich Ahavte Kli Losayich Lech Techora B'midba B'eretz Lo Zarua. Famous Nigun. Hashem says, I remember the chesed you did for me. The love, you went after me into the Midbar Eretz Zeruah. You came to me with nothing. You put all your trust in me. Am Yisrael Tzadach Hashem B'betochen Mole G'lo Yeida Ma'eichen Yegi Mezoyne Macha Ein Lo Kol Tachnit Milvad HaTachnit HaYichid Lech Zachar Hashem. You have no plan, you have nothing. You don't know where you're going, you don't know what you're doing, nothing. You get out of bed in the morning, I'm going with Hashem. So, כפי שנאמר, על פי השם יכונו ועל פי השם יעשו. You can't make a chasen, you can't organize a mitzvah, you can't organize a bris, you can't do anything. You can't send out invitations because you know where the bris is going to be. You know where the bar mitzvah is going to be. You know you have a bar mitzvah in a month. Right? So you book a hall. The cloud will tell you where to go. Sometimes I stayed months in one place, sometimes I stayed one day in the place. You know where you're going? And that, you live with Hashem completely. Good one from Dain Duna. What's a marshal for that? He said, you're flying with all your kids home for Pesach. So you arrive at the airport, you know, and you've got 10 peklach for each finger, and you've got 9 kids, Blian Hora, and the flight's at 1 o'clock in the morning, because that's when LL seems to want to fly. And you get to the airport 3 hours before, because you know you got your hands full, whatever. You know, you get there, you go through security or whatever, and then they tell you the plane's been delayed. For how long, they can't tell you. Go home, and we'll call you to tell you what's happening. Right? So now you go home. What do you do? Do you say, I'm uphill? Do you go to sleep? Don't you go to sleep? Do you put the kids to sleep? Do you keep them awake? When's the flight going to be? In an hour? In 3 hours? In a day? You know nothing. You phone them again. We can't do anything. We'll call you before the flight goes. Don't worry. You're not going to miss your flight. We'll let you know. He says, that's how Klal Yisrael lived in the Midbar for 40 years. They didn't know where they were going to be. They didn't know nothing. When's the plane taking off? Watch the cloud. He spoke, Dan Duna can speak, Aram Dovi can speak. He spoke about this, what I told you in 30 seconds. He took half an hour to explain what it looked like. Platzing. But that's the vault. They didn't do anything. One, sometimes a week, sometimes a day, sometimes hours, sometimes months. Whatever Hashem says, that's it. You completely took up. Now, it's not easy living like that, by the way. You see, Klal Yisrael were chaffing at the bit. If you had the opportunity to live with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you get a phone call tomorrow. You won the, whatever, I don't know, the Vardat Stocker Hagrala, and you get to live with Rav Chaim Kanievsky for a month. Yeah, you're with him in his house, with him all the time, wherever he goes, you go, whatever, after a month, you'll be chaffing at the bit. You know, I'm saying, is there a lot called Kach Pashut to live like that? You're going to have to be on your best behavior, whatever, you know. Put away your phone, you put away, is that okay? And not so Pashut, you know, hanging around. Sounds gewaldic, wow, you know, but lo kol kach pashut. Panhoga zu limad v'chinach otanu Hashem Yisparach keitzad alenin loy kiyoy. Why do we need to know what was going on there? We need to learn how to live today. Kashe anu mishtadlin v'paseinu. We are Isaac in Panosa. They weren't Isaac. They had to just go outside and pick it up, wherever it was. Anachnu choishim b'shas harisha, v'zorim b'shas ria. We plant, we harvest, we do whatever person has to do for panasa. Aleinu ledat ki lo ha'ishtadlis hi ha'meviyas ha'panasa. We have to know that it's not the ishtadlis things the panasa. Ela ha'alicha b'tmimas achar Hashem hi v'raki meviyah l'anes panaseinu. It's only walking with Hashem b'tmimas that can also comes from Hashem. They're ma'od kashe. The nisoin ma'od ma'od kashe. This nisoin is noire v'nifla. As we spoke about before, that needs constant chizuk. Constant chizuk in Sifrei Betochen. In Yonim of Betochen. Talking about Betochen. There are plenty of clever people that don't have panasa. There are plenty of idiots that have panasa. There are plenty of people that went to university that have jobs. There are plenty of people that went to university, sorry, that didn't go to university that have jobs. People went to university that don't have jobs. Lo kol koch. Aval, ze nisoy. Hanogat nisis muflo shel zu shel dora midbok ayinitztechet b'shaisa moed. That level, that living with miracles like the Dora Midbar lived with, was needed. They needed to get out of the koichav oitzim yodi hashkofa of what Mitzrayim was. Hayetzorik loitzim mishubad haruchoni vahatzleis b'mitzrayim ubashkofas oilomoy shel ha'uma ha'mitzris. They needed to get out of Mitzrayim, ruchniastik out of Mitzrayim. Physically taking them out of Mitzrayim wasn't a problem. To get time out of them took needed these extreme measures. B'yais Knesset Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, b'techoichi oisa uma, asher chorosa al dogloin, es ha'kvira b'Hashem. The whole of Mitzrayim was built on kvira of Hashem. Even Nimrod wasn't kaifa b'Hashem. Nimrod was makir as koinoi. It says, Nimrod was makir as koinoi. Paro was the first Roshah they got up and said, Mi zeh Hashem? It was the first denial of Hashem. Complete. That was the whole of Mitzrayim. The whole banner was kvira. The whole koich ve'etzim yodi has its shoroshim in Mitzrayim. K'tzaytzah mikach hushboi rabbi mibnei Yisrael v'lo yoich litnatek. Yisrael was heavily influenced by this and they were unable to detach themselves min atzaleis b'mitzrayim and min atzaleis b'dach ha'teva. They just couldn't break out of the natural way of things. לכן כאשר קורש בורך הודיע להם על ידי נביא נאמן בייסר כי הגיע אייס פגודוסום ועליהם לעזוב את מצרים. When Hashem came to them and told them it's time we leave in מצרים, כאבא חמישית בכלל ישראל לא יהיה מוסר להם לצאת. 80% of כלל ישראל couldn't go. ומאיסם אבא חמישית שמאיסו בכך בחיש, במאקס חוישס. There was the 80% that died in מאקס חוישס, which we discussed at length before. והדברים המופלאים. We're talking about Makkas Choshes is after 8 Makkas. On Rosh Chodesh Iyar, a person should have some sense of what the Makkas were. It's not Cheshvan here. We just come out of it, so 8 Makkas? You saw 8 Makkas? You saw 8 Makkas? You saw the Shkocha practice of every Makkah. The Mitzrim already. Hashem is promising the ganze Welt. I don't understand it. After 8 open miracles, that the Mitzrim already understanding what's going on here. It couldn't have been that they didn't understand it. They knew that what was going on. And they still can't lechtecha chorev b'midbar. We know it must have been a hard thing to do because Hashem says zuchati chesed nerei. Hashem says it wasn't like udova poshet. Guys in Auschwitz, you know, and Hashem comes and says I'm taking you home. I'm taking you to Auschwitz. I'm going to take you home. We're going to feed you, look after you, get you back. And the guy says no, I'm staying in Auschwitz. Lechtecha chorev b'midbar. There is a chesed nerei. Hashem says now remember the enormous chesed you left Auschwitz. Understand it. To explain this, he says, I'll tell you what happened to us. Lachas shavones tkufas asho, sechachti midei pam im imi al oiset tkufa kashe. After the Holocaust, they were reunited. He said, I spoke to my mother many times about what we went through. He said, Ayre beineinu shayle manyenes. Very interesting shayle. Metzavu shel mi haya yoyse geruah. Whose situation was worse? Ima Yisa b'machan avoida. She was in a labor camp. She was in Auschwitz. V'ilu anachnu hischab shanu legoyim v'istanu b'martafim u'meklatim v'aliyaz gag u'b'mizbonim midei pam b'kol tkuf ritzare shineinu es mokomeinu u'mitzrotzeinu b'mokom l'mokom kachbori. They hadn't been caught yet. So they were hiding out. They were in Hungary, Czechoslovakia, towards the end of the war. The Germans were sending And they were hiding out in bunkers and in sleeping. They never knew they never stayed in the same place too long because they were scared of getting caught. They were makhsim like goyim. It mamish ka akhbarim. He said, we live like mamish like mas. Ani taniti ki levarot akushi anoyre vasevo shelo yitol shayu manas chelkam shel oiv de amachanot. Our time, it said Reb Talbot, that despite the enormous suffering and difficulty that we can't even begin to explain, understand, that was the portion of those people that were in the concentration camps. Mikol mokom ha'yisalem tachnit musuderis. They had an ordered life. The lives weren't hefka. The bokem kamul hochel avoid ba'erevim kiblu manat mozon zuma. They woke up in the morning, they went to work, they came back, they got their little slice of bread, whatever. Mishu doigle, mishu saparasam, hakotam, hishpiloitam. Someone counted them, someone gave them food, someone beat them. But at the end of the day, there was someone there that thought about this. Luma sam anachnu chayim bo'olam ato. We were living in mamash in a void. Lo haya lanu kol musag ma oimed litrachesh bo'ed rega. We know what's going to be in the next second. Ein chayodei leis lan lechet b'boke v'aichan loin berif. You woke up in the morning, you didn't know where to go. At night, you didn't know where to lie down. You don't know where you're going to get food from. How are you going to survive? Where are you going to go? Whoa. The anxiousness of that. No one cares about you. You're a piece of floating dirt. No one would even spit on you. There's no one to rely on. There's nowhere to stop. Total feeling of abandonment, or complete, in a void, hefka. So which is worse? If you had to choose, to go to Auschwitz or to... Shelo neida. Pitrusha zu niten lasbir sataloit sheyisel yehudim imitzrayim. Now we can understand a little bit of what dependency the Jews had on Mitzrayim. Lamarot sheyashpiloi sam hakoi sam inoi sam. They beat them, they tortured them. Zalkus b'naim liyoy. Mikol makom soif. Haleh mishu sheniten lismoichalav. It was an ordered system. There was someone to rely on. Haya mishu shechilek lemozom. Somebody used to give them food. Amnam lechem oini. Achaya ze b'kol zois lechem. Someone gives you bread. Lechem oini. But at least you're getting bread. A dry piece of black bread. But at least it's bread. To step into the midbar with no plan whatsoever? Where's my next meal coming from? I don't know. It's a much higher level. To step into a void where you don't know where anything's going to come from? 80% of Klal Yisrael couldn't withstand the Nisoyim. Rak ma'atim hayu musugolim lazoives ma'shenes ha'chayna ha'rotzus ulismaych mitoch rach al Hashem levodot.
Can I say one small thing? Rav Daniel spoke on Shabbos in
Rav. What?
Rav Daniel Belson spoke on Shabbos in Rav. He said the chesed was by the chagavim, by the critical rasa. He says they were kosher mahagi. So they shouldn't be the chesed because by sending the logos, they can have 40.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Mitzrayim or the Maka. He said that when the Maka was before the discussion of the Chesed of Hashem. But now that, he said, what they should be able to eat. So the kosher Maka said, okay, Shabbos, all you can eat.